Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Tracy Gathman with Two Rivers Cooperative joins us on today's program to preview the 2022 harvest season.
Well, Tracy, good to be talking to you as we head into about the peak of harvest season. We're about to change the calendar over to October as we're talking. We've had some great weather as of late after some crazy weather in September. First of all, as we kind of set the stage for what's coming up for harvest, obviously we had a pretty big drought this year across most of our region. I'm sure there's been different challenges farmers have faced as they do each and every year. What are some of the things you're looking at as ways that have set up this harvest season, so to speak, and what are your expectations based on what we've seen these last couple months?
Well, you're right, Andrew. It has been quite the year. You know, we started out last spring cold and wet. Crop actually got kind of a late start going in the ground. And then things kind of looked really good. You know, we got June, July. You know, we've always talked about corn being knee high by the 4th of July. Well, most of the time anymore, it's more like tasseled by the 4th of July. And it wasn't but a week or two after the 4th of July that we saw tassels come out. So it was really, we maybe were a week or so late, but not too bad. But then, the weather kind of turned on us. We saw the water kind of shut off. You know, we saw some spotty rains here and there, but by and large, not a lot of moisture during the summer months. And not only that, during that same time frame, we saw the heat ramp up. And that creates some challenges. Today's hybrids, today's varieties are better than they were 5, 10, 20, 30 years ago. So fortunately, we've got that going for us. And we'll see this thing get started. We're seeing a little harvest activity now. It's the early stuff. Probably see the big ramp up, though, I think probably early to mid next week. Especially on the bean crop. The beans have been a little bit slow getting started. We still see a few fields that have got a few leaves in them, so they're not quite ready to go yet. But on the other hand, some of them that we see that still have leaves in them, the beans are ready to go, and the guys are actually going at them. It just makes it a little tougher to combine, slows things down a little bit. When we look at early season yield results, it's not going to be a year ago. It just isn't. The heat this summer and lack of moisture has taken some of the blossom off of the top of this. We're still going to be blessed with a nice crop, though. It's not going to be a disaster. We're seeing some stuff. Some stuff's a little tough, honestly. A lot of what I've heard that's kind of tough, maybe is a little tougher ground, might have something to do with it. But we've seen some corn down as low as the low 140s, 130s. But we've also seen some stuff in the 200 plus range. So I think that has a lot to do with whether they caught one of those spotty rains at the right time or didn't catch one of the spotty rains at the right time. I think it also has something to do with planting dates and then, of course, not just planting dates, but also when pollination was happening in the corn crop. By and large, it's not going to be a record crop. It's going to be a good crop. And I think, over the next couple, 3 weeks, we'll see the rest of this thing come out. And gosh, then we got to get started for next year already. Hard to believe, but we're always looking ahead.
Well, and as we talk about a lot of this crop going to market here soon, and we talk about the state of prices, I know you've talked with Dr. Bob quite a bit. Obviously, we still have the conflict going in Ukraine and Russia, which has created all sorts of different worldwide challenges when it's come to different crops and all those other kinds of things. What is it setting up like, especially when we're at this point with harvest, looking at prices for beans and corn, and what that looks like then in terms of whether it's directly to the farmers or whatever it is, how that's going to set up the market coming up this winter?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I've been at this for a really, really long time now, because I'm old. But that's beside the point. Unprecedented the last couple of years with prices. Prices are still really good as we're sitting here this morning on the 29th of September. Corn's about steady. Beans are up about four this morning. You know, so we're still looking at corn in that low to mid $6 range, and beans in the mid $13 range. So prices are still really good. Would we like them to be more? Sure. What are they going to do in the future? Oh, goodness gracious, I don't know. I've been at this for a long time, and I've always used the same comment year after year after year. Honestly, if I knew what the market was going to do, I wouldn't have to work for a living. I could sit in my office at home, make about 4 phone calls a day, and then go play golf the rest of the day. Okay. So what's it look like going forward? My gut tells me this crop is a bit challenged. I just feel like this thing's going to get a little better as we move into the winter and from there on. I don't see this Russian-Ukraine thing getting solved real soon. The Ukrainian crop is not going to be what it's been in the past because they didn't get the entire crop planted. Who knows what harvest is going to be like for them? And then the next question becomes, how can they get it to market? They've come to some agreements over there that have supposedly opened up some of the ports, and then you hear stories that, well, maybe that's not holding as well as you would hope. So, we just need to get we need to get things resolved. We need to get the world back to being in a peaceful situation. That would help a lot. The biggest challenge is there's more people on this planet every day that need to be fed, and we've got to feed them. And fortunately for us, we live here in the breadbasket of America, with the best weather, the best land, the best farmers, and the best opportunities to grow a crop in the world. We're still going to have to work at it because we got more mouths to feed every day.
Well, and I don't want to delve too much into this, but it is obviously coming up is renewal of the Farm Bill. And I know that's been a big point of discussion when Senator Grassley came back to Iowa in particular, and Senator Ernst when they had their break from Congress. And that's been a big piece of discussion, especially since it impacts all of your members and impacts, I think people don't realize, almost everything that we do every day. What have you been hearing right now about the latest with that? And ultimately, what's your message to members about the potential, whatever it is, subsidies or whatever it might be from the Farm Bill?
I'm not hearing a lot. I try to stay in tune as best I can with that world. But, right now, most of those discussions are going on behind closed doors. I think right now, as I look at it, if I had to look into my very, very cloudy crystal ball, I just don't see it changing much. Maybe we'll see some additional acreage come out of the Conservation Reserve program. But on the other hand, a lot of that ground that's in the CRP program probably should stay there from a standpoint of soil quality, from a standpoint of water quality. A lot of that ground was put in the CRP program because it was highly erodible. The ground that's in the CRP program is not necessarily the best producing land that we've got. Okay, the best producing land we've got is in production today. Okay, so do we see some of that land coming out of CRP? Yeah, maybe. Is there enough there to really make a difference in the crop production across the nation? Probably not on a big percentage basis. I think the last prospects I saw was, we're going to raise 15 billion bushel of corn this year, and we're really not going to raise the carryout very much. The biggest thing is we just continue to create more and more and more demand, and that's a great thing. The more demand we have, the better the crop yields can be, and we can continue on. As we look forward, I keep hearing stories that we're going to see additional renewable diesel come on board, and most of that's going to be made from soybean oil. So, are we going to see a shift in crop acres from corn to beans? Boy, I'd be surprised. Farmers are not real conducive. Beans on beans just don't work real well most of the time, unless we find something new. But on the other hand, most producers don't like to change their rotation. That the biggest share of the rotation is corn, beans, corn, beans, corn, beans. maybe there's some corn on corn, but you know, we're still probably in that 55, 45 mix, 58, 42 mix, as far as corn acres versus bean acres. You know, even if we move that a couple of percentage points, it's not going to make that much difference. And you know, in order to grow enough beans and to have enough soybean oil to create all this new renewable diesel that we keep hearing about that's going to come in the market, it's going to take a massive shift to soybean acres. And I just don't see it. I don't see the farm bill really playing into that. I still think this entire industry is going to be market driven, and it's going to be what the world is demanding from us for food and fuel as we move forward.
And then this time of year, October, we talk about it. I know you run ads every year with us on this, and I hear them in my car all the time. Keep your eyes up. There's going to be large farm implements, especially on many of our two-lane paved roads here throughout the communities, on some gravel roads, all the above. Just a reminder that they're out and about. Harvest is here, and that's going to be a big thing, is to make sure everyone gets out of harvest okay.
Oh, absolutely. And that's something we get concerned about every year, and that's part of the reason why we run the ads that we do with you guys, and we appreciate all you do for us that way. Slow down. Take your time. You know, the one thing that is pretty easy to not estimate correctly is how slow that piece of farm equipment is moving that's out in front of you. They move a lot slower than what we all realize. And in the world today, unfortunately, we're all traveling a little faster than what we probably should be. You know, we need to slow down. I mean, that's one of the things we need to do is we just need to slow down, take our time, and in this situation, just really pay attention. You see flashing lights up in front of you, start slowing down, because you're going to catch that thing far sooner than what you need to. You know, the other thing I would put out there is to our producers as they're getting ready to go out into the fields and so on and so forth. Make sure all those flashing warning lights are working. Make sure you can be seen from behind, because we want everybody to get home safe at the end of the day.
Once again, that was Tracy Gaffman with Two Rivers Cooperative. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts, and subscribe through Google, Apple, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.